conference. I thought we'd also maybe take out the wireless since there are a few people here. It's not nearly as crowded in the morning as it is in the afternoon. When we were appearing with the Hardline yesterday, it was jam-packed in here.
Yeah, we had a botched wireless attempt at 840, but I think we have our technology figured out, so we got a couple minutes. Why not?
Yeah. So let's go out. I'm gonna see. I'm gonna go with George and try to unfurl his mic here. Maybe Killer can join you on the headset.
Okay. All right. So yeah, George is George taking the mic out first? Okay.
Yeah, I got it. You got me now. I think we got it fixed. Okay.
Hey, that sounds pretty good.
Yeah, I think we're in. I think we're in good shape.
Okay. Good.
Here at Radio Row.
All right. There should be enough trouble to get into.
Let's see.
I saw Andy Dalton earlier.
Yeah, TCU zone.
I saw Dick Vermeil again.
Yeah, but he's really hawking the wine, isn't he?
I think he's here looking for a job.
He may be. Okay, I'm going to try to get back to this table, but the problem is I got to get by this security guard.
Sir, you're committing ingress at an improper point of the perimeter, sir. You have to go around.
What? Go around?
Yeah, the perimeter was set up for your convenience and safety. I need you to procedure to the north entrance, sir.
Okay,
God. All right. Directive, sir, north entrance, please.
Well, I was just going over here to talk to these guys.
You're getting combative with me in a manner which I deem threatening. You're usurping my authority.
Well, I'm not. I'm just trying to get back here to talk to...
Sir, if you continue in this manner, I'll be forced to inducificate the revocation of your credentials, sir.
Oh, George, don't get your credential revoked.
I'm just trying to do a couple of interviews.
Sir, you come back. You better not go through here. Stop.
Okay, I'm just going to blow by him. Come blow by him. All right, now this guy, oh, my gosh, I cannot believe... who I'm looking at right now. It's a former Cowboy coach.
I don't care how old the heifer is. With some butter grease, you can still snake in there and have some fun with her even there's no one in the barn.
That's Chan Gailey. He's got a booth set up here.
Yeah, all right. All right, then. Thanks for having me on. Hey, how's this phone work? How am I talking to you guys back there? I don't understand.
Hey, right, Chan.
Oh, hello.
Hey, how you doing? George Dunham from The Ticket in Dallas.
I'm feeling all right. I've been on with Dallas before.
Yeah, we had you on last week, I guess it was.
I took some work there one time, working at a football team.
Yeah, it was the Cowboys. Yeah, we remember.
Yeah, I remember because I took a train ride that was, it was over a few days long to get there. I remember. Right.
Yeah. God. Yeah, sure enough.
Yeah.
Well, it's good to see you, Chan.
Yeah. Well, I'm here promoting a product I endorse. And
oh, what's that?
It's Aunt Gertrude's sorghum and coal tar shampoo and beaver salve.
What does that do?
It's the best shampoo to use when you get like a scabies or the consumption. Or some
consumption?
Yeah, it's good for milk sickness and tick fever and bunions, too.
All right.
And sometimes if your mammy has woman problems, she can put some stuff down there.
Okay. All right. Well, Chan, good to see you.
All right, Dan.
All right. There's Chan hawking something. And let's see. There's a few more tables over here. Man, if we could get – you're not going to believe this one.
No, I appreciate it, guys.
Oh, my God. Is that
–
it's the man himself.
Wow, yeah, he's here playing
here
this week.
Am I doing the
hey, Tiger.
Yeah.
It's George Dunham from The Ticket.
Oh, hi, Muser.
Hey, aren't you supposed to be playing? I think you're playing in the waste management. You shot like three over yesterday.
Well, I had to run by here because I'm promoting a new product.
Oh, yeah? What's that?
It's Tiger Woods' chiclet-based false-tooth dental implants.
Yeah, I guess you need that now that you lost a tooth.
It's like the official dental implant of the false tooth of the only active 14-time major winner or something.
Well, you better get going because I think you got a tea time
here. I got to get out of here. I got to do the Nashville station, and then I've got to do, I think, Atlanta, and then I got to go.
Okay,
but,
well.
You know how I wish could have lived to see me endorse this product?
Man, really?
Ta-da! Earl, the large decomposing beach orca buried in a pet cemetery got so horny that he implanted himself inside a Korean Mexican from China who gestated an Elon cheater so hard that she had to shoot out.
George!
I'm getting away from that. I don't want to hear the end of that. I've heard that a million times.
All right, I think I ought to take the wireless out here, George, if you don't mind.
Oh, boy, Gordo just wrestled it away from George.
I didn't wrestle it away from him.
Wow, that's a bit
I
of a controversy.
George is having to do all the
Well, I think he was doing a good job.
Man, I'd like to talk to Tiger. Should I go back and talk to Tiger again?
Well, I guess do whatever you want.
No, looks like he's busy right now. Oh, here's friend of the ticket. Are we interested in having Michael Irvin on again? We've talked to him earlier this week.
No, anytime.
We can talk to him again here. Hey, Michael.
What's up? What's up, Gordo?
Hey.
How you doing, man?
Hey.
Good. What are you doing?
Oh, we're just out here doing wireless, you know, walking around Media Row, seeing what's happening.
I seen you guys. I seen you guys busy today.
What's that?
I think you guys were making fun of me. But that's okay, though. You guys go do a good job. You do a good job. You do a good job. You do.
So we always see the same football guys out here. Did you see Roger Dodger?
I saw Roger. I had a lot of respect for him.
What? I'm sorry. I didn't understand that.
I have a lot of respect for him. I saw Dick Vermeil.
He's promoting his wine. You out promoting something?
And Barry Sanders. Yeah, I am, as a matter of fact. I got a new app. You like apps?
You've got a new app?
Yeah. It's for iPhones and Androids. Android phones, too. It works. It's called...
What is it?
It's called the Playmaker School Closing Update app.
The Playmaker School Closing Update app.
Let me show you my phone. This is my phone.
Oh, I see. Yeah. So you got the phone here.
It's Galaxy 4. AT&T, by the way.
So if, for example, I notice... So you just press the city?
You press the city, and it'll tell you what school is closed and what school is open. Now, we've had some bad weather in the Northeast, so you want to check on Boston?
Yeah, let's pick a city here. Let's pick Boston.
Yeah, we'll pick Boston.
What's your closing for the city of Boston? Paul Revere Elementary School, closed. Carl, your Shemstein. Carl, your Yes, Middle School, closed. Yes, it's closed today. Boston College, going to open up 10 o'clock. Going to open up the NBC today. Cornbread Maxwell Technical Institute, open. Cornbread never closes. Those are your closings for the city of Boston.
Well,
that's
all. No, I see what you mean. But it seems like that's pretty labor-intensive, though, Michael, that you have to update this every day.
It's a lot of work, but I get like $5 an app.
Yeah, you're making a lot of money on it.
I'm making a lot of money, you know, and I got a lot of things to pay off, too.
I would assume that a lot of the cities in the Northeast you haven't done.
Yeah, they keep me busy. They keep me busy in the winter. It's good work. It's good work if you can get it going.
Stay employed.
You got to stay employed. That's right.
life, you have to finish the fight in life, don't you?
You got to finish the fight, Gordo. Okay, finish the fight. All right, we'll see you, buddy.
All right, thank you, Michael. Appreciate it.
All right.
Take care, man.
That's a lot of work for Michael to do school closings for that app for every city in America.
I think that app is only going to sell well in Dallas-Fort Worth.
All right, good job with the wireless. That was entertaining. Thank you, George and Gordo.